So Jivika is joining us for our final session today, and she's the Marketing Director APAC at Hexagon PPM. She would be talking about developing a robust revenue marketing engine. Over to you, Jivika.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Debradin. Can you hear me okay?
Yes.
Brilliant. Let me just take over sharing my screen and sure. The presentation. So thank you so much for joining me this evening. It's brilliant to be part of the B2B Binge Forum and such amazing lineup of speakers. And I'm kind of seeing a common theme across at least from sessions that I've attended so far today. Okay, so maybe I'll just pick it up from here and talk about the revenue engine. So there are really 10 elements that impact an organization's ability to generate revenue. And these are used to really transform the market organization. So it's important that they're not viewed in isolation, but need to be addressed across both the sales and marketing organization. So in conscious of time, I'll just quickly run through all 10 of them. So the first one is strategic orientation, and that's really an inclination of a firm to focus on strategic direction to ensure superior company performance and long-term views. So that's the balancing between the kind of the short or achieving the short-term revenue objectives and also keeping in mind the long-term business strategy. So customer, we all know that customer centricity is really critical. And the whole customer view really relates to, again, knowing your target audience, understanding your ideal customer profiles. And it's really critical to revisit these on occasion because, again, customers need change. There are different factors in markets. So it's really important to, again, keep your finger on the pulse of the customer. And that's, again, critical, not just for marketing, but also for the sales organization. People and skills, this is a really important element as well. And it's critical to examine, again, people that are in charge of delivering revenue, but also just the overall supporting teams, making sure that we have the right people in the right roles and really maximizing the right skill sets within the team. Job design. This is a really critical one and a factor that's often overlooked. So a great strategy can often be derailed by poor execution. And this is a common scenario. So there are many contributing factors to poor execution. And often this is put down to human error. However, one thing that management often neglects to perceive is that potentially this person was set up to fail from the get-go because their job design did not really meet the business expectations and business objectives. So it's really critical to ensure, again, that the job design meets business objectives. So budgeting, again, another important factor that contributes to overall revenue performance. And it's really the principles that are applied in developing and putting together budgets and overall how the budgets are managed. Also process, that's another critical one. So a study that was conducted by Vantage Point Performance and the Sales Management Association in the US revealed that actually 44% of executives thought that their organization was ineffective in managing their sales pipeline. So companies that recorded massive, significant growth in revenue all had credible and formalized sales and marketing process. Technology, I probably don't need to talk too much about technology. Again, we've heard from Seismic, we've heard from Salesforce. So technology really underpins an effective revenue engine and is really critical with serving the right information at the right point in time. Again, all based around the customer and providing relevant and intelligent data to different parts of the organization. Culture is another important one. So culture is the what and how of organizations. So how things get done, how things get decided on, what kind of behavior gets rewarded. And culture is really important because it again really drives the behaviors and the relationships between the teams. And a lot of cases, and as we know, culture is driven from the top. So it's definitely something that the management and leadership needs to proactively manage. Communication, again, a really important factor which is often neglected. And communication is another really critical driver of revenue, which can make or break a company. So it keeps internal processes and external interactions with customers, suppliers, and employees smooth and productive. And finally, last but not least, analytics and reporting. So we all know that you can only measure and deliver on what you measure. So it's really critical to measure and monitor relevant performance. So I'll stop there and put out a quick poll to all of you and really find out what are the top three elements that you perceive as the drivers of revenue performance within your organization. So I might take a quick pause there and just to check in with everyone. So it was the 10 elements around strategic orientation, customer focus, people and skills, job design, culture, process, technology, budgeting, communication, and analytics. So very interested to find out, again, from the attendees, what are the top three elements that are drivers in their organization of revenue performance, or which ones do they believe have the greatest impact? So maybe we can take the poll at the end. I'm just conscious of time as well. I think I've got a few more things to go through. So the next one is moving on to, and this is really a concept that underpins from a marketing perspective and purely marketing focused. Again, the journey that marketing teams take on their transformation from a more traditional organization to a more sophisticated revenue marketing engine. So we have four different stages outlined. And again, I'll just quickly go through them because there's quite a bit of information. And I'm very pleased to say that I will share an ebook that I created with the audience at the end. So you'll have a lot more information around some of these frameworks and just principles that you can apply within your organization. So looking at the crawl stage, which is a more traditional view of marketing. So that's where marketing plays a purely tactical role, and sales and marketing operate in silos. So there are very few processes in place. There's an email marketing email tool in place, but it's used really for single drop emails. So marketing metrics are based on the number of activity and dollars spent. At the walk stage, so marketing plan is not really aligned to overall business objectives and revenue goals. Again, there is a plan in place. There's a CRM in place, but it's not used as a mandate by the sales team or by marketing. There's a market automation system in place, but again, it's not really used for integrated kind of nurture and automation programs. It's mostly used for single drop emails. And reporting is purely based on the number of leads provided to sales. Now during the run stage, there are annual marketing plans in place, which are aligned to business goals. And also there are quarterly plans in place, again, all tied into revenue objectives, and sales and marketing do have a revenue relationship. And there's also the beginnings and kind of the setup of integrated multi-channel programs in place. So reporting and metrics within at this stage of maturity are based on the percentage and contribution to pipeline and also the value of leads provided to sales. And finally, at the leap stage, so marketing plans are aligned with overall business plans. So again, the quality plans in place, marketing has a revenue metric and marketing is compensated based on contribution to pipeline. There is a CMO at the leadership table, again, process well-defined, and there's definitely repeatable prospecting programs in place. And also the reporting is based on more sophisticated metrics like ROI, customer lifetime value, churn rate, and some of the others. So reflecting on my own experience, when I started in my role at Hexagon, we were a textbook example of a marketing team that was somewhere probably between the crawl and walk stage of maturity. So we were very much a service provider to the sales team, where we would just be hosting events and creating brochures. So there was a CRM in place, and there still is, which was at that time not used as a mandate by sales. And our performance was measured based on what we called awares, which is really how many emails were sent out and how many press releases we published. So the first year that I came on board, we probably did I got a metric that we overall sent about 1.2 million emails, which was a shocking figure to me. And basically we were measured on how much noise we were creating in the market. So fast forward 2.5 years, and we've completely transformed the market operation. We're now somewhere at the run stage, hopefully heading towards leap in the next 12 to 18 months. And we basically had to reinvent the whole marketing operation from their operation, the structure, the talent, the team, the process, the metrics, how we engage with sales, speaking a completely different language, and moving really away from a product-centric operation to a more customer-centric with a digital-first mindset. And now we're also leading the way, I guess, globally with some of our initiatives, which includes the introduction of the sales development team. So again, I'll pause there, and I do have another poll kind of question for the audience, which is very curious, again, to find out where you are in your stage of revenue maturity. Is your organization the crawl stage, walk stage, run, or leap stage? So Debarati, do you have any responses there around the stages of maturity? Okay, that's very interesting. So we have 25% at crawl and 25 at leap. And there's quite a few, only we have two people that are new to this concept. So I think that's interesting. Well, I'll give you a sneak peek. So end of last year, myself and the growth marketing engine came up with, we did a research study of B2B marketers in the APAC region, and we surveyed about 250 organizations of various sizes. And what came through the study was that 46.5% of marketers in this region were at the walk stage, and about 43% were at the leap, at the run stage of revenue maturity. So again, that's quite an interesting and again, a good benchmark for all of you. So for those that are at leap stage, congratulations, because I think you're doing a phenomenal job, and you're definitely in that minority of organizations, at least in this region, that are performing really well. So moving on to just a brief overview, and I did touch on some of the experience here at Hexagon, but just an overview of our transformation journey. So as I stated, when I started back in 2018, marketing was really at the crawl stage of maturity, and with some of the transformation programs that we've implemented across all the 10 elements of the revenue engine, we've been able to really evolve our operation, and that involved a more holistic change management program. So you can find out maybe some of the highlights of this transformation that I talk about in the ebook, which I'm going to share with all of you. So just some of the metrics outlined. So overall, we've seen probably a 50% improvement in our pipeline generation, pure kind of marketing generated from year on year. Again, around a 30% improvement in win rates overall, whereas before we just didn't have any metrics in place. And it really meant also marketing getting a seat at the leadership table. So one of the key, so what were some of the game changers in this transformation? So the number one was really the introduction of the sales development function, or the SDR team. And I think for a lot of you, maybe that work in large kind of global organizations, sales development is not a new concept, but I'm very familiar that in a lot of kind of local companies and organizations in Australia and throughout the region, sales development is quite a new function, and it really goes along to the whole need for sales specialization and really developing and bringing in this team on board that can really deliver and qualify market generated leads, but also be the conduit and the connection between the sales and marketing organization. And the other one that I want to share is just the development of repeatable campaign plays. And that's really getting understanding of what works, what doesn't work. Again, really understanding your ideal customer profile and developing a very specific targeted kind of campaigns and frameworks that work. And that's again about a lot of learning and testing and really optimization and understanding which channels work and really where to invest the marketing dollars to get the greatest investment and return for that investment. So part of that is really developing these repeatable campaign plays or repeatable programs that again deliver on what is the foundation for our revenue marketing operation, which is that repeatable ROI. And finally, just sharing some of my learnings on the journey. So first of all, marketing is part of everyone's role. And I think we've heard that in some of the presentations today, really everyone from the C-level down impacts the overall customer experience and drives revenue. So creating the revenue engine is a major change management program. It's definitely not for the faint-hearted. It takes time, and this change doesn't happen overnight. So a holistic view of the operation, people, technology, data, and processes are required. And again, it just doesn't happen by implementing a system or technology, but you really need to take into consideration the more holistic approach around those 10 elements. And getting the right team and the right talent on board is really critical. So making sure that the right people are on the bus and the wrong people are off the bus. And a most critical one, and this I've heard again from some of the presenters today, is that marketing needs to adopt a sales mentality. So really think in terms of contribution to the bottom line and think in terms of metrics. So thank you so much for your time today. And again, apologies for the technical glitch at the start and my internet connection, but hopefully, again, I've been able to share some of the insights around how to really build a robust revenue marketing engine, well, actually sales and marketing revenue engine for the long term. And I think these were some of the questions that came across. So maybe in closing my presentation, I'll probably address a couple of them. I'm just conscious of time as well. But one of the questions that came through was around, is the CRO the new CMO? And I think this is a really interesting one because as we know, the CRO is responsible basically for the whole, for all of the revenue generating activities across kind of the full spectrum, you know, whether it's the marketing traditional programs or oversight of the sales pipeline or even the customer success initiatives. So from that perspective, CROs do have a pretty wide span of control and influence across the whole kind of the whole buyer journey and customer experience. And I know that in a lot of cases, CROs are often seen as the CMOs and in the B2B kind of context. And in a heavily saturated market, it's really the sales and marketing teams coming together and driving that alliance can become a really powerful differentiator overall. I think from my perspective, I'd like to flip that around and say that there's a huge opportunity for CMOs to become the CROs and really step out of their comfort zone. And that goes to really the need for CMOs to become more than kind of one-trick ponies and not just talk the language of marketing, but really talk the language of business and of sales. And especially today, because again, we know that the buyer journey isn't linear and marketing and sales kind of interact across that full buyer's journey, that the CMO really has a critical role to play as part of, as the new CRO. And I think one of the things from my perspective that really differentiates and elevates a CMO into a very sophisticated CRO is that whole kind of the knowledge of the customer and really being the voice of the customer within an organization. So that's kind of my view in terms of, is the CRO the new CMO? I think the other question was around what will be the cut of marketing automation enabling the process of revenue marketing. I think, as we said, market automation, as we saw from that revenue engine, really does have an important role to play in terms of just delivering the revenue engine. But I think overall, again, marketing, the automation tool cannot be viewed in isolation. So again, it really needs to be viewed as part of a more holistic change management program, because just having a marketing tool, automation tool, doesn't guarantee revenue. So again, marketing tool and market automation really needs to be embedded as part of a more holistic view and strategy development, which goes across, as I said at the start, across the 10 elements of the engine, which goes having the right strategy in place, having the right talent in place that really understands how to best deploy this technology. Again, having developing the right customer personas, ideal customer profile, and really understanding the buyer's journey. Again, having the right culture in place, it goes across all the 10 elements. And that's really when the MarTech overall and market automation can become a very powerful tool.
Hey, Deepika, I have a few more questions here. Okay. So I'll take those up as well. I think I'll just take one or two up maybe, because you have like a time constraint there. The first question is, how can I align the entire organization to a revenue marketing mindset?
Yeah. So I think that's a really great question. And I think that's something that was discussed today, just in the presentation that I attended, mostly by Davinia and the presenter beforehand. And it really goes back to aligning kind of marketing objectives to sales objectives and really marketing thinking and breathing the language of revenue. So again, think in terms of metrics and numbers and really having KPIs to deliver to those business and sales objectives. So it starts from that alignment piece between sales and marketing, and aligning across the revenue objectives, the aligning across kind of the different solutions and the segments that are at play, and really marketing starting to think and breathe the language of revenue.
Thank you, Jubika. I'll take up all the questions with you, I guess, in the mails probably, and then you can respond back those about those questions. Thank you so much for joining
Sounds
us today.
Sounds great, no problem at all. Thank you so much. Thank and you. Maybe just one parting thing for everyone on the call.
Sure.
So as I mentioned at the start, very happy to share copies of the B2B marketing revenue generation ebook that I created, and also the playbook. So the framework that I've deployed in a number of kind of the organization that I've worked at, and just gives a good kind of overview in terms of aligning and delivering on some of those capabilities internally. But also I love to talk about revenue and revenue marketing. So again, please feel free to connect with me on LinkedIn, and love to continue the conversation. Thank you so
thank
much
you.
For your time, everyone.
Thank you, Jubika.
Hey, thank you for watching the recording. Do check us out at Ampus B2B Bench for more such killer content. Also, don't forget to go to www.amplus.com and book your free demo for Amplus Enterprise version to ring your next customer.